بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم Inshallah, we will discuss today hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that whilst we were sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gives an episode that had taken place, an incident, a very strange one. And the gist of this whole incident is that the Sahaba was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as they would normally sit by him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would share words of advice to them. He would teach them some aspects of deen. He would guide them. He would counsel them. So on one particular day, as they were seated in the masjid with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba observed something very strange and extraordinary. Some person comes into the masjid, absolutely handsome, black hair, white clothing, pitch black hair, white clothing. There's no speck of any dust on his clothing or on his hair. His hair is not disheveled. There's no dust on his face, on his body. There's no stains on his kurta. There were no signs of him being a traveler. A person who travels, then by the time he reaches his destination, if it's a long journey, then obviously you'll find the kurta is creased. Sometimes there's some marks on your kurta, on your clothing. Especially if you're traveling by car and you had something to eat, sometimes some stains of tea or something falls onto your garment. Your hair is not combed. There are signs of fatigue on the person's face. You can see he has come from somewhere far. This person had no signs of being a traveler. Sahaba nudged one another, or by means of their eyes, they made some ishara to one another. Who's this person? Like if somebody just appears now with a big turban and some big jubba, say, who's Hazrat? Nobody knows him. Where is he from? Obviously, they did not speak in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, why it suggests that they looked at one another, asking, inquiring from the other, does anybody know him? He was not a traveler, nor was he a resident of Medina. Nobody knew him. And then he comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's a dialogue, a discourse that takes place. So we will just mention, or we will discuss this hadith inshallah. There's so much of detail. This hadith is known by the shurra and the commentators as hadith Jibreel, the hadith of Jibreel. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, بَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ إِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Before I continue, is any person, this vehicle obstructing, any other person who wishes to leave, kindly just remove your vehicle so we don't have to then disturb the majlis. بينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, whilst we were by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ذات يوم, one day, إذ, the word Arabic, إذ in Arabic means suddenly, طلع علينا, they appeared in front of us, رجل إيمان شديد بياض الثياب, whose clothing were extremely white, white in color, shining. شَدِيدُ سَوَادِ الشَّعْرِ, his hair also was pitch black. very handsome in appearance. White clothing, black hair. لا يرى عليه أثر سفر. Would I explain that there were no signs of any traveling found on this person. He was not a musafir. لا يعرفه منا أحد. And none of us recognized him. He was not from Medina. If he was not from Medina, he has to be from out of Medina. He must be a traveler. But there were no signs of any of him being a traveler because his hair was pitch black, combed. Garments are shining white, no spots, no stain, no creases. حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He comes straight, sits in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what is amazing is, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. He placed his knees directly onto the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he was sitting so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where his knees were touching the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody in between. There was no space in between. Then, وَوَضَعَ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ فَخِذَيْهِ. Two meanings. Either this person placed his own hands, his own palms on his own lap, or some commentators say that he placed his palms on the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Holding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, never did the Sahaba experience such an incident. This man has the courage to come in and sit right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so closely. Then he places his hands onto the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, waqal, this person questions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Muhammad, أخبرني عن الإسلام. Tell me about Islam. What is Islam? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, answered his questions. الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. Simple meaning of Islam. That you declare the shahadat. Antashhada. You bear witness that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Tawheed. Wa anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. Risalat. This is the iman Islam. That we declare, we bear witness, we bear testimony that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only deity worthy of being worshipped. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And immediately after that, what is part of Islam? وَتُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةَ. And that you establish salah. Now this we have discussed and we have heard many times, salah. Salah should be established the whole month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we had sufficient practice of five times salah with jamaat, with khushu, with khudu, with humility, with devotion, dedication. We should be consumed in our salah, engrossed, mind. Should be only focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment our mind wavers, immediately bring ourselves back onto this main road and concentrate again. So this, we can only gain by practice. Perfection of salat is by practicing. And by a lot of nawafil on our own, the more nawafil we read with this type of dedication, khushu, khudu, then slowly, gradually this concentration in our namaz will come. And this is the common problem everybody asks, how do I gain concentration in my salat? The problem is that we do not prepare well in advance for salat. I'm also guilty of it. We come last minute. So half the time we don't get time for sunnah, it's already namaz time. So the moment the imam will say Allahu Akbar, we said Allahu Akbar, at that moment okay, we know we in salat. And immediately after that, then we are visiting our shop, our homes, we are planning our functions and we're going to visit this person and so many things happen in that 4 rakat salat. And before we know it, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah namaz. So Rasulullah said, wa tuqim as-salah. Then wa tu'ti as-zakah, and you discharge your zakat. The month of Ramadan mainly, many people, alhamdulillah, conscious about zakat. We had many programs. So discharging of zakat. Then wa tasum Ramadan, mashallah, we just finished Ramadan. May Allah accept our Ramadan and ibadat. Allah give us the steadfastness, istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتَ إِنِي سَتَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. If a person has the means of making Hajj, then Hajj becomes fard on him, so he should make Hajj. This is part of the arkan of Islam, the pillars of Islam. And inshallah, in due course, we will have discussions on Hajj, and how we prepare for Hajj, and what Hajj is all about, inshallah. So this is what Rasulullah said. Now, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, that this man posed the question, he's a questioner, he's asking the question, and Rasulullah gives the answer. Now this man says, Sadaqta, you have spoken the truth. What you said is right. فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُهُ. What astonished us was that this man asked the question, he gets a reply, and then he says, what you said is right. Normally a person would come and ask Rasulullah something he does not know. Ya Rasulullah, show me something that if I do, I will enter Jannah. Show me something that I can save myself from the fire of Jahannam. Give me some advice, etc. People would come and have their problems. They would pose it to Rasulullah. He would give them some solutions, some guidelines. This man asked a question. And this particular question, what is Islam? Many people came. Many Bedouins would ask, Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam all about? Then Rasulullah would explain to them briefly, like how he said, the Shahadat, Salat, Zakat, fasting, Hajj. But we were amazed that this man asked the question, made as though he does not know the answer. He gets the reply, and now he's saying what you said is right. Nonetheless, we all were quiet. Sahaba would not speak in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, full of adab. You and I, mashallah, we have the jazbah, the courage, we can shout in time, even the bayan in the masjid. Sahaba was still, they were observing. قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. Now the person asks, he finished with Islam, he asks, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. Tell me about Iman. What is Iman all about? Rasulullah s.a.w. replies, قَالَ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ. That you believe firmly in Allah. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ and his angels, all his angels. وَكُتُبِهِ and all his divine books, scriptures, Zabur, Tawrat, Injil, Quran, the Suhuf of Ibrahim and Musa, whatever books Allah had sent down, which were not interpolated, not altered, not changed, those that were original, we believe in that as well. These were the books of Allah. And of course the final book is the Quran and Majid. وَرُسُلِهِ and all his messengers. This is the beauty of Islam. We believe in all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as being the prophet of Allah, the Nabi of Allah. We believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe in Dawud alayhi salam. Every Nabi, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ akhir, and we believe in the last day, the day of Qiyamah. وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Taqdeer. We believe in taqdeer, destiny, predestination. Khairihi, all is good. Wa sharrihi, and it's bad. All that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala sadaqta. This man then says again, what you said is correct. The third question. So Islam finished, then Iman, then he asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ. What is Ihsan? Rasulullah replies, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That you worship Allah. You make the ibadat of Allah. كَأَنَّ in Arabic means as though. كَأَنَّكَ as though تَرَاهُ, you are seeing Allah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Because if you cannot get this feeling that he is watching, that you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then remember Allah is watching you. Now this maqam of ihsan, ulama said, Rasulullah, so this person had asked a question first on Islam, then one higher stage is that of Iman, and even another higher stage is ihsan, and ta'bud Allah, that you make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat does not mean only salat. The moment we hear ibadat, the first understanding of ibadat we have is salat. Yes, salat is one part of ibadat. Your Hajj is also ibadat. Your zakat is also ibadat. Your fasting is also ibadat. Your business dealings according to Sharia is also ibadah. Dua is also ibadah. The time you spend with the valuable time you spend with your wife and children is also ibadah. Rasulullah SAW even mentioned, a man who shares the bed with his halal wife, he gets reward of sadaqah. Sahaba wa ta'ala, Ya Rasulullah, this man is fulfilling his desires. How sadaqah? So Rasulullah asked them a very logical question. Tell me, if he was fulfilling his desires in a haram way, will he get sin or not? Sahaba said, yes, he'll get sin. So Rasulullah said then, if he fulfills his halal desires, his desires with his halal wife, on that he will get reward also. So all ibadat that we make, what is ibadat? Come from the word abd. And we mention in detail in when we discuss Ibadur Rahman. And this is in essence the meaning of Ihsan, that a person humbles himself to that level that he really, really, really understands and believes that he is a slave of Allah. And Allah is the Malik. Allah is the master. Allah is ma'bud, one who is worshipped. Ma'bud haqiqi, the only person who deserves to be worshipped. And he is the master. Now if you're the slave, and Allah is your master, then you will humble yourself, you will become subservient to Allah's commandments. You will become a loyal slave of Allah. Why? Because you know Allah is watching you all the time. To understand Ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه, as though you are seeing him. We go to a supermarket. Of course, alhamdulillah, none of us are thieves. But you go to a supermarket, you see camera. You are being watched. Although you're so innocent, you never in your life you will even think about stealing. But you're very cautious. By mistake also, you mustn't do something wrong, that somebody will see you in the camera, and you'll see this guy is a rogue. Oh, it's an examination hall. And all the students are sitting, and there's a camera. You cannot see the person watching you. All you can see is a camera. You cannot see any physical person watching you. But you are so occupied, and you're so conscious of the fact that somebody is watching you, that you carry out your actions as though you are watching that person in front of you. Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali had given the example, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmat, one of the two had mentioned, a blind man, he cannot see. He goes out, and then he meets a person who can see. And this meeting, when he meets a person, he talks to the person, they meet one another, perhaps this was his friend, they spend some time together. He's so overjoyed. So when this blind man goes home, he says, today I saw so and so person. Although he did not see with his naked eyes, because he was blind. But he was so conscious of the fact that this person was seeing him. And he had conviction. He had that certitude that this man who I met, he was seeing me. So whilst this person was seeing him, this blind person believed, or he felt as though he was seeing him. Like that, we have to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This mushahadatul haqq, ulama say, mushahadatul haqq, haqq meaning Allah. This mushahada, observing Allah, to have this Allah consciousness, the ghalaba of it, it must be so much in ourselves, that of course we cannot see Allah in this world. So although we cannot see Allah with our naked eyes in this world, but we are so conscious of the fact that Allah is watching us, it is as though we are watching Him. And when we have this kayfiyat of Ihsan, Ihsan comes from the root letters Ha, Sin, Noon, any Hasan or Husan, means beauty. Ihsan means to bring about this beauty. So we bring about this beauty in our Islam, in our declaration of the Shahada, in our Salat, Zakat, Hajj, fasting. We bring this Ihsan, kayfiyat of Ihsan in our Iman. We bring this kayfiyat of Ihsan, this Allah consciousness, all the time in all our actions. Of course, Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of their Ihsan was of the highest level. You and I cannot reach that level. They never became ghafil, heedless of Allah even for a second. They never became heedless, negligent of Allah even for a second. So even though at times it may seem that the Nabi of Allah was engaged in some dunya activity, then too he was not ghafil of Allah. But despite all that, imagine after salah, what does Rasulullah read after namaz, after salam? We forget, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah 3 times. Istighfar for what? To teach us that the level of consciousness you and I ought to have in that salah, for example. There may be many deficiencies. And therefore we need to repent to Allah for those deficiencies. So Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam themselves, despite having that high level of ihsan, our Rasulullah himself would seek istighfar. When he would come out of the toilet, ghufranak. There are many explanations. The ghufranak simply means, oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness, your pardon. So all the time, Allah consciousness, mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, watching all the time. Allah is watching me. And Allah's, the consciousness of Allah watching me is of such a level as though I can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say in this dunya is ka'annaka, as though you are seeing. In the akhirat, this kaf in Arabic will come out. Left foot, annaka. Annaka means, verily now you are seeing your Allah in Jannah. May Allah bless all of us that ru'yat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. We will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first Islam, then comes Iman, and then comes Ihsan. And our Buzughanuddin, our Mashayikh have written, just read it from here. When a person, they say Ihsan, when a person gets this Ihsan, Ihsan ki ladhat se ibadate bi ladhid ho jati hai. By getting this Ihsan, the kayfiyat of Ihsan, which I explained, this consciousness of Allah is so much that it is as though I'm seeing my Allah. In the dunya, when you see your beloved, when you see your beloved, and now if you do any action for your beloved, then you derive so much of pleasure and you'll take all the pains and you'll strive to make sure everything is done to the T. So this beloved of mine becomes even more happy with me. Or if you are aware that this beloved of mine is watching from a distance, so you'll make sure you do everything correctly and properly. So this is the feeling that Allah is our true beloved. And therefore, all our actions that we do, this Allah consciousness will be so much, there is husan in it. There is beauty in it. It's not something that's a burden. Not something that now we have to be shaking and trembling all the time. No. Yes, sometimes a person is overwhelmed by khawf. It's a different hal of a person. Here we bring the beauty in our salat, in our zakat, in our muamalat, in our muasharat. Why? Because we know Allah is watching me. My Malik is watching me. And I want to please my Malik. So they say, ibadati bhi ladhiz ho jati hai. Ek shakhs hai, jo namaz par raha hai, magar us kuch khiyal nahi hai, ki hum kis ke saamne khare hai. Bas tareek namaz, making Allahu Akbar, going ruku sajda, but there's no consciousness of in front of whom he is standing. Kiske samne jhuk rahe, before whom he is bowing. Kisko sajda kar rahe. Dil kahi mashghool hai. Bas zubaan hai. Allahu Akbar, Sami Allah, he is saying using the tongue. But the dil, the heart is mashghool. It is occupied. So what type of namaz? Or ek shakhs hai, jo wuzu hai, wuzu hi ke waqt, another person at the time of wudu already, dil mein ihtimam karta hai. Ki bahut bade darbar ki hazri hai. Already showing the importance, I'm going to stand in the darbar, in the court of somebody very great, superior, the greatest person. Phir namaz mein khara hota hai. Now he stands in namaz. Now you find his dhyan, banda hua hai. Ki Allah miya dekh rahe, that my Allah is watching me. Goya ke, as though, ki apne Allah ko dekh raha hai. It is as though now he is seeing his Allah. So this person, in his salat, there will be enjoyment. There will be lazzat. And this is what sahaba ikram had. This is what Rasulullah enjoyed. That when they were engrossed in the ibadat, especially salat, then they were totally oblivious of their surroundings. And I mentioned Ramadan also. That was the only time they could pull out the arrow from the leg of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when he's wounded in the battlefield and they tried to remove that arrow. It was very difficult. He was in pain. But the moment he became engrossed in salat, now his heart, mind, everything totally consumed. Devoted. He's taken away. He's another world altogether. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand his kafiyat of ihsan, there is a narration, there is in the kitab it is mentioned, that it was before, it was a time of tahajjud salat, and Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Karim was so engrossed, and perhaps after he finished his salat, etc., he looked next to him, he sees somebody sitting there. So he asked, Man anti, who are you? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha thought that Rasulullah was just joking with her. So she says, Aisha. Man Aisha. Who's Aisha? Which Aisha? So she thought again, now he's joking. Bintu Abi Bakrin, daughter of Abu Bakr. He asked, Man Abu Bakrin? Who's Abu Bakr? Can you imagine? His wife, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. At that moment, he couldn't recognize her. She said, I'm the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, the bosom friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, who's Abu Bakr? So she says, Ibn Abi Quhafa, son of Abu Quhafa. Man Abu Quhafa? Who's Abu Quhafa? Oh, she kept quiet. Much later during the day, then she asked, Ya Rasulullah, this morning, tahajjud time, you asked me, Man anti, and then I said, it's Aisha, and who's, which Aisha? I said, daughter of Abu Bakr, and who's? Then Rasulullah explained to her, that at that time, he was so engrossed in the ibadat of Allah, that his ruh, his qalb, his soul, was going around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these things we cannot understand. Imagine the kafiyat of his ihsan. All the time, if we have this kafiyat, or even a bit of this ihsani kafiyat, then we will refrain from all type of sins. Then we will find ourselves enjoying our ibadat. Then we will be mindful of what we are saying, what we are hearing, and what we are seeing, and where we are going. Then we will find there will be husan and beauty in all our actions. So depending on the type of ihsan a person has, depending on that ihsani kafiyat, that's the closest he will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, the hadith is a bit long. Inshallah, we'll terminate here and continue next week, inshallah. But after this, then, this person then asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about Qiyamah. When exactly is Qiyamah going to take place? So inshallah next week we'll discuss that. But it's possible that some brothers we are today might not be here next week. the person who had come, I rather mentioned this so that now we don't have any doubts and get worried. I don't like to have suspense and then, like one person is giving the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaykha. And he gave the whole story, he came right now where Zulaykha was chasing Yusuf alayhi salam. Tomorrow inshallah will continue. So he made sure they had a full crowd the next day. The person who came was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala had sent him. And the reason he asked, what is Islam, Iman, Ihsan, Qiyamah, signs of Qiyamah? يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, to teach the Sahaba. This, in essence, is your deen. This, in essence, is your deen. And this person left after asking. Didn't meet any person. Sahaba said, looking, who is? The world. Rasulullah goes to Umar. Umar, you know who is this? I do not know who he is. Go check in the gullies of Medina if you can find him. Umar said, I went, radiallahu ta'ala. Couldn't find him. Then Rasulullah said, it was Jibreel. Ataakum yu'allimukum deenakum. It was Jibreel, he came you to teach your deen. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat to have a strong Islam, strong Iman, and Allah give us this kafiyat of ihsan. Ihsan kafiyat, not only for the Sufis and Buzrugs. It is for us. And inshallah, we can get it. But our ulama say, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi would prescribe, and he would say, you have to make mashq, practice. You have to practice in anything. In anything you have to practice. We say practice makes perfect. So he says for plus minus 15, 20 minutes every day, what we term as muraqabah. What is muraqabah? Muraqabah doesn't mean that you must, when the murana is giving you bayan, you're snoozing away. Heavy muraqabah. No. Muraqabah means you are aware that Allah Raqib, Allah is watchful, Allah is watching you. So now you're pondering and you're reflecting only on Allah. That may Allah is watching me, may Allah is watching me. You're, all the time, for 15, 20 minutes, he says, after that, try and see that how you'll find Allah consciousness in your whole life. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.